a waiting parole hearing for Danny Myers, ADC number 103188. Mr. Myers is 67 years old and is serving a 10-year sentence for attempted child molestation. The sentence began November 17, 2008, and was the result of a probation violation. The original sentence began in March of 1990. At that time, Mr. Myers was given 7 years of attempted probation for the offense of molesting his stepdaughter. At the time of the end of that offense, he was on a 5-year probation for the offense of molesting his babysitter. Mr. Myers was voted eligible in November 17, 2013, and certified for this hearing on June 1st, 2018. Mr. Myers had been certified to appear before the board for the end offense twice. The first day of the hearing, Mr. Myers refused to appear, and the second one he was denied. It should be noted that in the sentencing documents for the sentence Mr. Myers is currently serving, he stated in sentencing that he did not want any kind of parole from or pardon or probation from this sentence. Also, his SED is November 17, 2018, just a few months away. There were no, at the time that preparing this, I did not have the application that we got today, and he was certified for a drug parole on that for after discharge. And at the time that the record was presented to Mr. Myers, he waived his screening. We didn't get the information until today. He has no release plan, no support, family, or community. He's got no programming, and he's only had one ticket during this incarceration and disrupting the count on December 3rd, 2015. Other than informing resolution, we do have a letter of opposition from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated July 30th, 2018. And the county attorney's office lays out pretty good scenario or application of a scenario towards understanding how the sentence is settled out, but they're animally against any type of release for Mr. Myers, as they feel he is a sexual predator. So based on the information that I have, I am not in favor of any type of release for Mr. Myers, but I know his name is definitely a different thing from what I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I just wanted to make a note for the record that, that Mr. Myers had a lifetime probation term, but due to numerous violations of that probation, he was violated and sentenced to prison, and at this point, he will no longer have a lifetime probation. So when he's on his sentence ending days, November 17th,
it was a 7-year intensive probation, not lifetime probation.
Well, my records indicate that he had life in but I also wish to add to the record that he has a sentence ending date of November 17th, 2018, which is a few months from now.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So, based on that, I'm going to move to the Mr. Myers. Grateful, as we just started the home rest this time. And with a one-year set-off, that would be my motion.
Second.
Okay. And the reasons would be serious and duty of families, trauma to the victim, aid to the victim, and the victim was actually, over the years, the victim of harassment. Prior criminal history, no release plan, and no family or community support, unless there's something else. And what my fellow board members would like to add? Would that be the reason this letter